Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Off the ball.
GAA.
How do you mark someone like O'Donnell?
Well, it's hard with so many cameras around now.
Off the ball. GAA.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Eben Etzebeth accuses Ireland of World Cup arrogance. Joe Schmidt wants a cohesive Wallaby squad by the time the Lions head down under next year, and the Celtic Challenge format continues to grow. And it's there we begin. It was confirmed today that the Women's Celtic Challenge will expand to a full league-style season. The number of teams will remain the same, that's six, with two from each of Ireland, Wales and Scotland. They'll now play five home games and five away, starting in December and running to March, just before the start of the Women's Six Nations. Irish Rugby's Head of Women's Performance and Pathways, Gillian McDarby, said today that the competition is integral to ensuring a competitive Ireland national team. Next, Eben Etzebeth has accused the Irish squad of arrogance during last year's Rugby World Cup. Speaking to the Rugby Pods, the Springboks lock claimed that after their pool meeting in Paris, the majority of the Ireland players were looking past the All Blacks to the final and a potential reuniting with the box. Take a listen.
So after the game, they were always you shake the guys' hands, and probably 12 out of the 23, when I shook their hand, they told me, see you guys in the final. And my immediate thought was, because the way the logs worked out, we were going to play France and they were going to play New Zealand. And my immediate thought was, are these guys seriously not even thinking about the All Blacks in a World Cup quarterfinal playing against them? So that remark, what they made, see you guys in the final, I was just like, yo, these guys are making a big mistake to look past probably one of the most dominant teams, or probably the most dominant team in the last 20 to 30 years of Test rugby. And I was just like, surely they can't. I mean, we would never say that too, because we know we are the host nation and we were going to have to pitch up to beat France in their backyard. And yeah, it just felt like they were just so confident saying things like that to you in the final, when you know you've got the mighty All Blacks coming up in the World Cup quarterfinal.
Joe Schmidt says he wants his Wallabies team to be a cohesive unit by the time the Lions visit down under next summer. He was speaking at a media event to launch ticket sales for this year's Bledisloe Cup, and Schmidt cited his old stomping ground as an area of envy for his Wallaby staff.
And we've got to build. We want to be as competitive as we can be when the Lions arrive. You know, that's my massive target. That's the pinnacle event that's next up. How do we do that? Well, I think we make sure that we can get as much time with the players, and the players have that time and combinations that they play in the Super Rugby clubs, so that we can build the cohesion that we're going to need. And I think it's one of the things that, you know, when you look at the All Blacks when they play, when they're very good, a number of combinations are coming out of Super Rugby to or combinations that get built over a number of years in the All Blacks that make that happen. It's the same with Ireland at the moment. You know, a lot of those combinations, the whole front row, just about the reserve front row, they all come from the same club, and therefore they know each other and they combine well, and it, that cohesion is really important. So at this point, would never say never, but our priority is the home base players.
Schmidt's admitted to being a frustrated coach at the moment as he awaits his first test against Wales in July, but he believes he'll have a more accurate picture of his squad when their Northern Hemisphere tour ends in the autumn.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that you learn most around players and selection is when you've had time with them, and particularly I'm looking forward to the end of the year and the spring tour, because one of the things, when you get them away on tour, you have a little bit more time with them, and that'll, you know, probably facetious to say early December, but that's when we'll get a bit more growth, I think, from the team. Through these early games, you know, we'll know our best available 15, I think, when we name our 15 to play Wales. We're taking it one step at a time. We've got to be really competitive, and so we want to be as good as we can be from the first kickoff, really. So we all know that in that Wales week, in that first week of July, and we'll be probably as interested as you guys to see what it looks like. But we'll be excited about it, regardless of who that is, because I'm just a rugby coach. I just want to get started, you know. I'm watching these teams train, like yesterday at the Waratahs, and they trained really well in a bit of a swimming pool, actually, because it really poured with rain. But I saw what I think is really good coaching, and I saw players really committing to the task that they were trying to put together, and that's what I like doing. So I'm a little bit of a frustrated coach at the moment, because I see other people coaching, and I can't wait to get started with the group of young and maybe a couple of middle-aged men that we select.
Finally, Maro Itoje has escaped a ban which would have seen him miss a crucial part of Saracen's season. He was cited over a dangerous tackle on Alfie Barberi in their recent Premiership victory over Bath, and could have been hit with a 2-game suspension. But an independent panel has cleared Itoje to play in the defending champions' final 2 matches of the regular season. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.